This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Butts Bulletin Edition, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, supported every event in 2018 and made sure that everyone went home with a Todd Wright Tour shirt from Todd Wright Tour 17, Tournament XVII most recently at West Chase Golf Club. They already know they are supporting the Good versus Evil Part 3 to start 2019, and we're already setting up meetings to discuss other things that we can do together for the players on the Todd Wright Tour at that event at the Eagles Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. So when you have a legal need or a legal issue, you need to not wonder aloud or to anyone else, well, I wonder if Brandon Legal Group can help me with this. The full service phrase covers that. So you just call them for a free consult. And keep in mind, you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They're a full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And they'll tell you if they can't help you, but just call for that free consult when you need legal advice, legal assistance. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And my continued thanks to all the good people over there for what they do for Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Speaking of golf tournaments, I will be owning and operating a contest on number 3 this Friday for my friends at 1025 The Bone and the Real Raw Open. It's the Todd Wright Tour hole, and Papa John's has my back. Brandon Legal Group has my back. Duffy's has my back. I'll be running another Need for Speed contest out there on number 3. At the Real Raw Open at Plantation Palms Golf Club. So if you are playing in the 1025 The Bone event, look for me when you get to the third hole. And on the third hole, we're going to see how fast your team can take one ball only, tee to green in the cup. One of my teams at Todd Wright Tour 17 did it on number 9 at West Chase in a minute 24 and change. It can be done very fast. It's a little bit of strategy that goes into it too, and being able to accurately hit a golf shot. So I'll be, again, at Plantation Palms on Friday for the Real Raw Open Todd Wright Tour on hole number 3. Let's get to the fantasy perspective for Bucks and Redskins. There's nothing extremely exciting from a fantasy perspective about this game. Adrian Peterson off a huge game a couple of weeks ago, only 19 yards last week, and got vultured by Kabri Bibbs for a TD. I guess there's a chance Chris Thompson is back, so that could limit some of the snaps for Adrian Peterson. But Peterson, a back-end RB1 or RB1/2 in this game. Only other player I think that's a must play for these two teams would certainly be Mike Evans, despite just the one catch last week against the Carolina Panthers and the fact that the Redskins do play some defense and they do have Josh Norman in the secondary. Mike Evans is still someone that you're running out there every week, no matter whether it's Fitz or Winston at quarterback. Beyond that, I don't think there are any must plays. Even a week ago, some of the same projections that I looked at early this week from last week, where Fitz was too high on the projections, I see him down. For example, some of the Yahoo projections have him as QB14 for the week, just ahead of Alex Smith at QB 16. Basically, that means in one quarterback leagues, neither of these guys is someone that is a must play. Maybe you're playing them because you have Kirk Cousins and he's off this week, although Cousins has been down with his production in recent week, or you have Joe Flacco. Flacco's production has been off despite a favorable schedule over a good period of about 4 weeks running. We're in the midst of that other than the bye week. But neither Fitzmagic nor Alex Smith. Alex Smith last week is season high, 300-plus yards, but that's because the game got away from the Redskins. They play a type of offense that most teams don't play anymore in the NFL. They play power football with Alex Smith managing the game. And the Atlanta game got away from them. They are a team that does not have the capability to come from 14, 16, 18, 21 points down and still make a game competitive. They proved that last week at home against the Falcons. So, again, I'd say Peterson, yeah. I'd say a high RB2 rather than a back-end RB1. Mike Evans, still a wide receiver one. If you want to make the case for DeSean Jackson and O.J. Howard, I'm okay with it. I'm not thrilled with it. But if you want to play DeSean Jackson at your flex position, despite the fact, even though Fitzmagic is back in there, one touchdown in the last six games for Jackson. I'm not saying he's touchdown dependent, but that was a big part of the start of the season for Jackson, and it doesn't appear to be there now. O.J. Howard, in mandatory tight end leagues, the outdated mandatory tight end leagues, I keep telling you to change for 2019. Do not make tight end a mandatory roster or starting position every week. But O.J. Howard is someone with mandatory tight end value based on the fact, just the opposite of DeSean Jackson, Howard got in the end zone again, twice? Last week is up to five on the year. Seems independent of who is playing quarterback. So Howard is someone that you can use at the tight end position. Only thing else, no, on Adam Humphries, I'd say Adam Humphries DFS. Yeah. I mean, you can take if you want to make that generally in DFS, you need one or two bargain plays so you have enough higher-priced, established guys in your lineup. I understand if Humphries is someone that you want to plug and play in DFS because of the low price. I wouldn't be going out of my way to claim him on waivers this week and play him off the game last week. An example of that was, remember what Cole Beasley did? I think it was against the Jaguars. And there has been no follow-up since. Very similar player. From the Redskins side, they've had a number of injuries. Maurice Harris has bubbled up as someone who, similar to Adam Humphries, might draw some waiver wire consideration this week. I get it. I'm not doing it. Yahoo projections have him as wide receiver 29 this week. If Crowder stays out. Career highs basically in everything last week for Maurice Harris. But again, it was not a game script that Jay Gruden wants. And more often than not, the Redskins are going to play different game script than what they experienced a week ago. No, they're not a good team, but they're a better team than the Buccaneers. Granted, they are playing on the road in this case, but they have the ability to control a game with both their quarterback and Alex Smith and with Adrian Peterson. Again, I'm not claiming Maurice Harris on waivers. I don't think he's worth a roster spot. But in DFS, I would understand, much like with Adam Humphries, if you feel strongly about him having a second consecutive week. I would imagine that the Bucs will be at least aware of Harris, where the Falcons weren't a week ago. Granted, the Falcons' defense is not much better than Tampa Bay's. And same with Washington, at least keeping an eye on on Adam Humphries. Granted, all of Humphries' yards and points coming in sort of an extended garbage time desperation mode for the Buccaneers. So, again, only must plays I see. You're starting Adrian Peterson, hopefully as your second running back, or maybe your flex play. I don't think Peterson is a great flex play only because you're leaving those receiving yards and receiving touchdowns on the table that you would get where you could play a wide receiver at that position, just because for most teams, not the Redskins, the ball's in the air so much more this year. And Mike Evans, you drafted him to be your wide receiver one. I think there is an expectation that he bounces back this week against the Redskins, even though they do have Josh Norman in their secondary. So there you go. There's all the Buck and Redskin fantasy-related perspective that we offer you in the Bucks Bulletin every week. Brought to you by Brandon Legal Group. Remember, Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Remember them. Know them. You can meet them when you play in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. They're huge supporters of those golf tournaments, 2018 and into 2019. And not only are full service, but you do not need to have your legal issue, nor your residence, nor your office in the city limits of Brandon to call Brandon Legal Group. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Brandon Legal Group. Presenters of the Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.